crying spells or weepiness. This is a symptom that can take people by surprise. It's not always a bad thing, because for many people, for the people who have been emotionally anesthetized or emotionally numb, this means that emotions are coming back, the ability to feel is coming back. So don't be surprised if you just burst into tears for no apparent reason. People describe this as just feeling, you know, weepy all the time. It's as if the floodgates have opened and they can't close. And they say it happens without there being any trigger. They can't identify a trigger, and it just feels like they're unable to stop crying. So people can cry and cry and cry, and you can be watching the best comedy and there's something in it that triggers the tears, and the tears just start flowing. So, I mean, this symptom for me was quite fascinating, because I just wouldn't stop crying. When my mother died, I was very, very numb, and I knew how I felt, but I couldn't feel it, if that makes any sense. So the grief was there, but I wasn't able to grieve properly until in the actual withdrawal, when withdrawal started. And I recall just absolutely crying. I was in Houston at the time, and there was a British quiz show host called Richard Whiteley. He died. Then we had the bombings of the train station in London, the train stations in London. And then Luther Vandross died as well. So there were quite a few triggers, and oh my golly, I cried. I cried all day for days, and that was the beginning of the weepiness. Thank goodness that's under control, it's gone. But a lot of people say they have it after they've come off the medication. So what I mean is, sometimes symptoms are quite prevalent during a taper or even intolerance, but the weepiness tends to come for a lot of people after they've tapered, and it's as if the nervous system is, well, it is healing. The reason I say it's not always a bad thing is because it usually symbolizes the return of the ability to feel, and that's good. So, you know, I hope it's not too embarrassing for you, and that you're not, you know, falling apart in front of your kids or people, you know, you'd rather not see you cry. But if that's the only thing, then it's okay. Just go somewhere where you have privacy and let it flow, because this is what one of the symptoms I call a healing symptom. I could be wrong in some of the cases, but for a lot of people, it is a good indication of healing. So you normalize it and you just allow it to be. You accept it for what it is. You're healing in action.